This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Not that we necessarily needed more proof there's a racial wealth gap in this country, but we got some this week all the same. A study out of the Urban Institute that showed the average white family has $632,000 in wealth. That's cash and homes and retirement accounts all bundled into one. The average black family, meanwhile, has just $98,000. There have been efforts made over the years to narrow that gap. Some of them sort of worked. Some of them sort of didn't. About a decade ago, during the boom, a lot of businesses, restaurants mostly, tried to build black wealth through franchises. From the Wealth and Poverty Desk, Marketplace's Noel King has that story.
All right, Pedro.
Meet restaurateur Ronald Smothers.
This is the heart, I'd call it, because, you know, without the kitchen, nothing can happen.
From the time he was a kid, Smothers wanted to own a business. In 1976, after college and a stint in the Army, he noticed a social trend and figured it could be an opportunity.
Women really weren't fully into the workforce like they are today. But you could feel that once they got in, they weren't going to be preparing those meals at home.
Smothers, who is black, got a loan and opened a Burger King franchise in L.A.'s Crenshaw neighborhood. He added a Denny's in 2006.
I would have to say it has been a good trip. The money was pretty good.
About 10 years ago, the franchise industry realized there were too few Ronald Smothers. Miriam Brewer heads up diversity initiatives for the International Franchise Association, a trade group.
When they looked around, they saw that it was comprised of white males. That was not mirroring the population in the United States.
The IFA created programs to connect African Americans and other minorities with franchisers. Other groups did the same.
We put on minority-oriented lectures throughout the country, and we had a website dedicated solely to minority franchising.
Rob Bond co-founded the National Minority Franchising Initiative in 2001. About two dozen companies like Marriott, Meineke, and Papa John's sponsored recruitment events. Everyone had a similar pitch. Franchising won't make you a millionaire overnight, but you will earn slowly and steadily. Wealth gap scholars say, here's the catch. You can't create wealth unless you already have wealth. Buying a franchise, whether a donut shop or a hair salon, costs tens of thousands to millions of dollars. William Darity teaches African American studies and economics at Duke.
Existing racial differences in wealth go the full distance in explaining racial differences in self-employment. If we're really concerned about the franchise participation gap, we have to address racial differences in wealth.
Joseph McKenna had money when he bought a Quiznos franchise in 2006 in what he thought was an inspired location, Midtown Manhattan.
Very close to a lot of the high-end investment banks, and literally two blocks from Bernie Madoff's headquarters.
He broke even until the banking industry collapsed.
Then once Bear Stearns went out, who used to buy close to $2,000 worth of food from me a week, it's like the whole thing seemed to just drop like a rock.
McKenna went broke, and Rob Bond says interest in his minority franchise initiative plummeted. Minority recruitment programs still exist, but it seems some of the optimism is gone.
What's happened?
Happy hour's been great. We've got a party of 25 coming in.
Kareem Webb works the room at one of the two Buffalo Wild Wings restaurants he co-owns in L.A. He's like franchise royalty. His family owns 15 McDonald's.
You know, when your parents are entrepreneurs, you kind of grow up around the table, and that is your MBA.
But during the recession, banks wouldn't give Webb and his business partner a loan. So individual investors put up the $2 million for each restaurant. Webb sees one more hurdle for African Americans.
Really, I had an epiphany, and that was being at a Buffalo Wild Wings convention and talking to a corporate counterpart that is responsible for some hiring, and him talking to me about, man, I don't know how you find African American managers and Latino managers and this, that, and the other. I just can't find them. And when he said that, I was so flabbergasted, he didn't realize that those people already worked in his restaurant.
That conversation moved him to action. Webb meets regularly with young black entrepreneurs who want to copy his success. He alone can't close the racial wealth gap. But if more people follow in his lead, that could be part of a solution. I'm Noel King for Marketplace.